Welcome to the Niza Lewopiri podcast, a podcast on mental health, personal development, faith, and lifestyle. Join Niza Lewopiri as she shares her thoughts, feels, and experiences. You can listen to the podcast on Anchor FM, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. This podcast is all about doing life together.
Hi there. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Niza Lewopiri. I am a licensed counselor, certified life and purpose coach. I am an NLP practitioner, speaker, and content creator. This is my podcast, Niza Lewopiri Podcast. Thank you for listening and for also giving the amazing feedback. Every time I get a feedback, it's so encouraging. It gives me reason to actually continue sharing more of this podcast. And I hope that you're also able to extend it to other people in your network. For this week, I'm here to talk about how to stop seeking validation. So let's get into it. So seeking validation is a common behavior. As humans are social beings who crave acceptance and approval from others. However, excessive seeking of validation can become a problem when it interferes with your self-esteem and hinders your ability to make decisions based on your own values and your own beliefs. So sometimes seeking validation can affect the way that you work or also the way that you manage the relationships. Imagine being in a relationship with someone who's constantly seeking validation. So, why do people seek validation from others? I'll start here. Sometimes it's the environment they were brought up in, and maybe this environment may have lacked, certain things, like certain people were not given a sense of independence. Also, being in a space where decisions were dependent on others, maybe they were raised by strict parents, and so all the decisions in their space were dependent on their parents, and they were never allowed to make their own decisions. It could also be because, someone grew up in an environment where comparison was very normal. So it was, oh, look at your friend, or what about your friend? You could have also done this. Why can't you be like this person? And so as they grow, that becomes a norm. They almost lack a certain sense of confidence in their own ways, in their own decisions, in their own actions as well. The other reason could be receiving excessive praise or over-evaluation. So both are really extreme ends. You are always, always praised. I was the child who was always, always praised. The opposite is always being evaluated, like there's really tight evaluation. How did you do this? How could you do this? Why did you do this? What are you wearing, right? And this could easily, make someone very timid or lack confidence in what they're doing or what they're pursuing. Also, anxiety or fear of rejection. You grew up being rejected. This could now, put you almost take away the ease of trust, the ease of confidence in what you're doing or the relationships that you're seeking. So you want to be validated. You want to be told to the T that this is how I feel or this is what it is. Also, working in a high pressure or competitive environment, this also contributes. Listen, the point is a lot of these experiences can make you lose or doubt yourself and lose your self-confidence. So having acknowledged that, here are some steps you can take to stop seeking validation. So firstly, you need to recognize and acknowledge your behavior. That's number one. Consider taking an inventory of your past experiences in your life throughout your childhood and adulthood. Ask yourself this question: did I feel invisible or like I was deprived of healthy attention and praise as a child? If so, in what ways? I want you to really answer that question. Then consider how you might give yourself the healthy praise and attention you never received. Start by becoming aware of your tendency to seek validation from others. Notice when you are looking for approval and recognition from others. Number two, understand the root cause of seeking validation. Reflect on why you seek validation. Are you trying to boost your self-esteem or avoid rejection? understanding the underlying reason can help you address the issue. This is something you can explore by yourself, and this is also something you can explore with close friends or even with a professional, a mental health professional. Number three, build your self-awareness and confidence. I camp on the mountain of self-awareness. I know when I know, and I don't know when I don't know. Work on building your self-confidence by focusing on your strengths, accomplishments, and positive qualities. Practice self-care and self-compassion. Focus on your values and your beliefs. And this is why self-awareness is very important, because how will you know your values and beliefs if you're not aware of self? Part of knowing and identifying your values and beliefs is also a part of process of self-awareness. So spend time identifying your values and beliefs. This will help you make decisions based on what is important to you rather than seeking approval from others. Number four, seek feedback selectively. You need to seek feedback from people you trust and respect. Be open to constructive criticism and don't rely on others' opinion to validate your self-worth. You need to identify your board. I call it a board. At the beginning of the year, I wrote out a message to my board members asking them what they would like to see me achieve. It is healthy in the sense that I've built relationships with these people. And if somebody says, I would like to see you build your business, I already know I'm building my business, but if they can bring that out, then I know that there are people that I can now seek out for guidance and also for support as I do what they are suggesting in their report back to me. So these are a group of people that can help you stay on track, giving you feedback and holding you accountable, not just criticizing what you're doing. You know, like always begging for criticism. I've been there before. I've actually been that person who, if I'm working for somebody who doesn't give me feedback and doesn't tell me if what I'm doing is okay, I'll be losing it. But we are getting better. I can actually do work and not be seeking out or begging for feedback. But there are times when it is necessary, and that's why it's important to build healthier spaces. I want you to know that seeking validation is a natural human behavior, and it may take time to change this pattern. And there's almost a very thin line between healthy and unhealthy. I've told you, if you're working for someone, it's important to actually seek out feedback. How am I doing? What can I do better, right? But we need to put a line between, okay, what is too much? What is now lacking confidence? And it's how you ask when you ask, right? And what you do with what you are told. That's why, criticism that is healthy and you can actually, it's constructive rather, and you can actually take it in and it can help you grow is much, much better. So be patient with yourself and celebrate your small successes along the way. So for this week, I'm going to end at that. I look forward to hearing from you and your feedback. As always, I really do appreciate your feedback. You can send a message or voice note. I'm really open to this right now. You can send a message or voice note. I'm really excited about this. You can send your voice notes on WhatsApp to +260 978 995 887. You can send that to me because I'd like to know how this podcast is helping you. Or you may also send me a message to ask a question or book a counseling or coaching session with me. That's it for this week. Until next time, goodbye. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. I welcome any comments, corrections of errors, and suggestions to improve the podcast.